Welcome back to the Fishing Daily Podcast, and thank you for joining me again. In this episode, I have the CEO of the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association, Brendan Byrne, with me. Good to have you back, Brendan.
Thank you, Oliver.
Brendan, a very trying time for processing industry in Killybegs, which led to yourself and EO Donald, CEO from the AFPO, to visit institutions in the EU last week. Can you tell us what was discussed and who did you meet?
Well, the purpose of the meeting was to highlight the current situation in the Irish fishing industry, where we see more and more harassment and intimidation by the control authority of the fishing sector, where we see the department not fit for purpose and slow in reacting to crises that are facing the fishing industry, such as the fuel crisis, such as the fallout of the TCA Brexit. We're one of the few coastal countries that still hasn't put in place the Brexit Adjustment Reserve funding. We also discover now that the EMFAF funding hasn't even gone through the environmental assessment stage. So the picture that we painted to Europe is that we have a department that is completely no longer fit for purpose and needs reform. We have a control authority that's out of control, and we have a political system that's at sixes and sevenses and is not addressing the crisis that is facing both the catching and processing sector. That's the reality. I'm speaking to the people that are listening to this program. They see it on a daily basis. And that's the reality that's facing us. And no one seems to be anyway motivated in trying to address the crisis that's facing us from all different sectors.
You think the outcome of the visit will be? You think you put your point across that the fishing industry is under this huge pressure from these departments and from the SFPA?
Well, the reality is, and I've said it on numerous occasions, we need to get our own house in order first. There's only so much Europe can do, and there's a separation of national powers and European powers. But in the year that I've been in this job, I can only state that the department's only too readily available to blame Europe for everything. So therefore, it was important for us as fishing representatives to go to Europe to see where was the blame and where were the bottlenecks. Well, you don't belong in Europe until you discover that the real problem and the real bottlenecks are in our own backyard. And the reality is, as a nation state and as a member state of the EU, we need to get our own house in order. And that would mean, firstly, having a fit-for-purpose department that meets the challenges of the 21st century, a department that can better handle the decline that's in the Irish fishing industry for the last 20 to 25 years. And we all realise now that despite the numerous attempts to reform the SFPA, it's still not fit for purpose. And despite everything that was tried from reforming it internally, the foundations on which it stands are on sand. And that sooner or later, there has to be proper oversight, independent oversight of the SFPA. Otherwise, these problems that we've witnessed on a continuous basis since it was set up in 2006 are going to continue on and on again. And we'll have further reports similar to what the Wolf report was, or the Moran report, or the PwC report. Nothing is changing other than the people in power, be that at political level or within the department, are still trying to blow smoke up our ass and tell us things are all right, but that's not working anymore.
Well, the EU officials that you met, were they surprised by what you were telling them?
They weren't. They know that on the merit, Ireland is a coastal nation with 12% of the EU waters, waters that are fished by every other coastal state. And yet they know there's something not right. The Irish fishing industry is failing. The processing sector has gone from the top five down to the bottom three in the ratings tables over the last 10 years. We're now in the process of going around to decommission for the third time. Can you compare that to any other EU coastal state? No. So, you know, you can pull the wool over the Irish people, and that's what's been done for the last 20 years, but you're not pulling the wool over the Europeans. They know perfectly well that there are serious issues in Ireland, that things are not right. But there's also a realization that Ireland itself needs to take action as opposed to blaming Europe. And we, as a sector, be that the processing or the producing sector, the catching sector, we need to get real for the challenges that are ahead. I said within the first 6 months of my job that if we didn't organise ourselves, that over the next 10-year period, we would see the total decline of the fishing industry, where you would have possibly half the number of boats that you currently have. You would have the number of processors reduced by at least a third to 40%. That's still my prediction, but that can be avoided if we get the proper political leadership, if we get the proper reform and restructuring of the department, and we get meaningful engagement. And that's where we need to get ourselves into in order to organize for the future, because if we don't organize ourselves for the future is going to be extremely bleak, because we can't stay on the track that we are currently on, or the tracks that we have been on for the last 20 years, because that has led us to failure, and that has to be avoided.
Talking about avoiding failure, the interim control plan has been extended to the end of 2022. What's your feelings on that?
Well, firstly, it's through incompetence that we find ourselves in a position that we are. If you look at the interim control plan was approved for the 1st of January after the intervention of the commissioner on the 21st of December. We've now extended it to the 31st of December of this year. That was unnecessary. I think that realistically, if we're to provide focus and real leadership for the industry, that should have been extended only to the 1st of September, so that there would be a focus to deliver a plan to Europe, so that it would be well in place before the start of another pelagic and demersal season on the 1st of January 2023. So I firstly have to say that we need to get real here, and the current and new direction of the SFPA is shocking, to be fair. There's absolutely no trust between industry and the new management of the SFPA, and I state management in the plural rather than the singular. I'm singling out no one there. But where they're currently, the trajectory they're currently on is going to lead to failure. The police states are long gone. There may be one in Russia, but there's certainly not going to be one in Ireland.
The control plan that the SFPA said that they have submitted to the EU Commission, was there any industry engagement with them on that?
Well, even when you're engaging with the SFPA, you can't trust a word that they're saying. I've seen that clearly in the year that I've been here. So you have engagement, but you don't know what you're being told. Is it accurate? Does it reflect what's there? Does it reflect where we're going? You just don't know. So engagement means nothing in terms of engagement with the SFPA.
And you brought this up with the European officials when you met them in Brussels last week.
Yeah, we had a frank discussion. I would be very much for control and regulation. The industry is for control and regulation. All of Europe is. But when you compare the degree of control and regulation that's trying to be forced on Ireland to that of the Dutch, to the French, to the Spanish, you would wonder, are we in the same European Union at all? And that was one thing that was highlighted in the various meetings that we had in Europe, the lack of a level playing field and the mixed messaging that's coming from Ireland. And I think that's a growing concern at European level as to who's doing what, why in Ireland.
Talking about the level playing field, we're back to the common fishery policy and the fishery policy review, or it's better known now is just being a report rather than a reform. Is this something else that's going to damage the fishing industry?
Well, it's immaterial if it's a report, review or reform. I still think there's opportunities available to us as a country. When you look at the total allowable catch for all coastal states, particularly the catch that's allowed to be caught in the Irish EEZ, it's amazing when you drill down the amount of coastal states that each year don't catch their full 100% entitlement of quota for the various species in Irish waters. So if you take that in the round, and if you examine that over the last 8 to 10 year period, there is opportunity there for Ireland, similar to what France and Spain have done over the last 10 years. there is opportunity there for Ireland to, on a long-term lease swap basis, to get additional fishing opportunity for the fleet. That's what we need to work on within this report stage and create opportunities there that could possibly increase the fishing opportunities for some of the fleet by 10, 15 or 25%, depending on the species. We have to work within the parameters of the reality. There's going to be no extra fish. There's going to be no broader principle of burden share as we would like it to be. So therefore, we must work creatively within the existing framework, because the keys to the CFP won't be broken. There won't be a full or meaningful reform of the CFP that will give us the necessary uplift in quota that historically that we need since 1983. So therefore, we have to create a dynamic structure that works within all the existing parameters, but is cognizant of the fact that these coastal states have got more fish than they're capable of catching in the Irish EEZ, while we ourselves are starved of fish. And I think if we have the right political willingness, and more importantly than that, if we as fishing representatives acquiesce and coalesce together, I think we could find a solution to the shortage of quota that's historically there since 1983.
Has this been discussed at the Common Fishery Policies Review Group?
It's something that I've termed levelling up, and I've been speaking about it for the last 11 months. It was one of the first things that I looked at early on when I took my position, that rather than going to another country under the principle of burden sharing and asking to tick something off someone on a permanent basis, that if there is something another EU coastal state is not fully utilising and has been continuously that way, that it's not been used on an annual basis over a period of time, it's easier to ask them to lend you that rather than taking it from them. And that extra nuance, I think, will be significant if we're to achieve anything in the next cycle.
Are you happy with the compensation of the Common Fishery Policies Review Group?
I'm very happy with the chairperson, in fairness, he's a former Secretary General of the Department, John Malone. Very open-minded, very practical, which is difficult to get nowadays, a practically-minded, open-minded public servant that understands that in order to get to a new place, we need to be dynamically different to what we've done and what we've failed to do for the last 20 years. So I am happy in that terms that the CFP review group has focus and direction.
Getting back to the past month or so in Killybegs, your processors have been hit extremely hard by what's happened. Two of them has lost their in-factory weighing permits. It must be an absolutely devastating time for the area around Killybegs and the southwest.
There's no doubt about it, and we have done a survey of the general area. There's over 2,100 workdays already lost, affecting over 300 people and 180 households. That's a massive economic hit to the area. If you look at the amount of economic activity that that would generate in the various houses at a time of rampant inflation. So there's a very sad human side to what's going on here. A lot of households have a lot less income because of the interpretation of the SFPA of rules that don't exist. That's the reality of what we're dealing with. And I have to say, in terms of the two processors that were singled out, and I use that word intentionally, they were singled out by the SFPA because they spoke out and they challenged the system. And it's the one thing that's constant, as I see it. If you speak out and challenge the system, then you are going to be pursued by the arms of state. This is what you see here. They're being victimized. And that's a form of state harassment. I've said it on the record and I'll say it again. And until we as an industry and at political level start dealing with this, then we have even greater challenges than we might realize.
Have the factories broken any rules by bringing the blue whiting over the border from Derry into Donegal?
No, they have not. No rules have been broken. What the two factories have done is consistent with what every other processor or producer, for that matter, has done since Brexit has occurred. Nothing new, nothing different occurred in terms of the landing of Blue Whiting into Derry. Nothing. And there have been multiples. And when I say multiples, it's dozens, if not into hundreds of landings into Northern Ireland. None of them, and I'm going to repeat that, none of them were subject to any sanction. Only the two processors that spoke out publicly, and they were singled out and they were pursued by the SFPA. And I'm going to leave my comments at that now for now.
In terms of the reputation of the fish processing and Killybegs, do you think it has been damaged by this? Our Norwegian neighbours and our Danish neighbours have been very important suppliers of blue whiting to the factories over the past couple of years.
There's no doubt.
Have they been in contact with you about this?
I have been in routine contact with the Norwegians and other EU coastal states. I think there's an absolute degree of shock at the level of incompetence that there is in Ireland and how we continuously fail to do anything right, in fairness of, you know, as you compare to what we have witnessed, and we've witnessed in real time, we've seen it on the TV, what has been subjected to the Irish processing industry, the Irish fishing industry. That wouldn't be tolerated in France. It wouldn't be tolerated in any other country. And the reason it wouldn't be tolerated in any other country is there's no such rules. We're working in a very dangerous realm here, that there's interpretation of rules that don't exist. You can see that when a vessel leaves the port of Killybegs and can go to any other port in Europe, and there's no hassle, there's no issue, there's no difficulty. Now, I'm in routine contact with these countries. I've met with representatives, both virtually and physically, and there's coarse reputational damage, but industry is working hard to protect the reputation of this nation, whilst others are behaving recklessly.
We've heard calls before for the minister to take control of the situation. Do you think that's going to happen?
That's the next question.
So what was your members' reaction to you being invited to Europe to discuss this? It must have been a good moment for them.
It was a positive, because in fairness to the Irish processing industry, and I mean this right across the coastal, they're a very proactive, innovative body of people. The 160 processors are at the dynamic edge in terms of processing in Europe. So to get the recognition that Europe wanted to hear our story, wanted to hear it directly, was significant. There's further meetings planned, and those will occur in the next number of months. So it was a positive engagement, you know, much more positive than any level of engagement that I've seen, be it with our own department, political level or permanent public service level. And so it was a welcome injection of positivity. And I think that was the sole purpose of going there. And the fact then that there was, as it turned out, we were going on the backdrop of two permits being withdrawn because the SFPA are of the view that Derry is not in Ireland, and that anything being transported from the six counties is outside of Ireland. Those are phraseologies that are completely alien to me. And I don't accept them for one minute, nor will I ever. And I don't think any self-respecting Irish person would either, for that matter.
Where to from here and the next couple of months? What are we looking at?
Well, I think the SFPA have proven beyond any doubt, or certainly beyond the balance of probability, that they are not fit for purpose. Do we have to work with them? I guess we do, but they certainly have put themselves in a bad stead in the eyes of the public. And there's serious issues that will have to be addressed here. But like every conflict or impasse, it can only be addressed by roundtable talks. But as I have witnessed personally time and time again over the last year, having a roundtable talk with an SFPA is a pointless exercise, because they'll say one thing while they'll do another. And so I don't know where you go with a scenario such as that. It's unique. I've been in public life most of my life. I've been in negotiation positions numerous times with different departments, but I can't get the words to describe how bad the narrative is here between the SFPA and industry, the department and industry. You know, this is an industry that should be thriving. This is an industry that should be five times the size that it currently is. And all of that is lost in translation through incompetence and through mismanagement. But how much longer can that go on without it being called out? I think of one thing that has happened in the past 2 weeks. I think they went too far this time. They went too far. They have strayed into the political realm. They've strayed into the historical realm where they're saying Derry is not part of Ireland. The six counties are a foreign territory and you can't transport from them. That's very incendiary language to be using by any authority, particularly an Irish authority. So I wouldn't like to be in the space they are at present.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
Well, I always like to finish on a positive. The Irish fishing industry has got the greatest opportunities, more so than any other coastal state. We're surrounded by an asset that's coveted by every other EU coastal state. We're surrounded by the richest fishing grounds. And within the sector, we have the most innovative and driven industry of all, more so than agriculture. But what's lacking is the political willingness to drive this on. What's lacking desperately is the need to reform and restructure our own department. What's lacking is oversight and independent oversight of the SFPA so that we can have a real fit for purpose control authority that's equal to any in Europe. So all that is lacking is of our own doing and of our own accord. We for too long have left the industry without the scrutiny that it requires. For too long, we've left the industry out without the leadership that it requires. And when you leave a scenario such as that, and when you leave a vacuum such as that to create, then the only outcome and the outturning of it is going to be failure. But what I'm saying to the industry and what I'm saying to Ireland in general is, the time has come that we stand up for the Irish fishing industry. And the time has come that we do something about it rather than talk about it. And that needs a lot more support than what we've currently seen, although thankfully, with the various reports that we've seen over the last 2 weeks, the support is there. Now we need the willingness at political level to do things differently and to bring the Irish fishing industry back from the abyss and to make it what it should have been all along, the most dynamic, progressive industry of all, and one that can succeed and will succeed within the parameters of the CFP and the EU membership. It's achievable, but we need to start on that road.
Thank you for joining us again, Brendan. I'm sure you'll be back with an update.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Excellent.